Hi, I'm Steph.
I'm Kim.
And this is Solved, Unsolved, or Spooky.
Good evening, true crimers.
Hi, everyone.
Hope you're all doing really well. We will give you a warning. There's five dogs down here and they're very noisy. We're doing our best.
We have fed some of them to keep them quiet.
I think I can hear a storm coming too. So
either that or an airplane.
It's all the same thing, really. Anyways, have you got any goss, Kim?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think you do.
Oh, was it the accident thing?
Yeah, you got crashed into.
Yes, my sister and I got smashed into the back of in her 3-day-old new car. I mean, not brand new, but new for her.
Mm.
So that was the time. Mm. That was interesting.
And you've got baby.
Oh, we had baby ducklings.
Yep.
So that's cute.
Yeah.
Also, cute. My rabbit died and I buried her. And then something dug her up and ate her. So there's that.
And I don't remember, what about the ducks and the chickens that got eaten by the lizards?
And a lace monitor broke into our chicken house, which we had one duck in. She was really old. And they just got massacred in there.
Yep.
When we were out for the day.
Serial killing lizards.
So there's that. I don't like lace monitors, even though they're beautiful.
They are beautiful.
But they kill my chickens, so I don't like them anyway.
Yep.
And plus, the black snakes around, I swear they are trying to get me everywhere I walk. I nearly step on one.
Better than brown.
In the last couple of weeks, I've seen like 5.
Really? That's terrible. Yeah.
And I've nearly stepped on all 5 of them. Well, one of them was coming straight at me, and I was like crouched down. I was finding bugs for my spiders, obviously, as you do.
I think it says more about you than it does about the snakes.
What? My spiders are adorable. Sorry, everyone, about my voice. I was sick the other day and I don't know. My voice is just weird now. So
yep,
we're just going to deal with that. Anything else, Mum?
Well, I started a new job last week. And yeah, it's going good. I'm liking it.
It's always the way. It's good if you like your job.
Yeah. I haven't been sleeping, but...
Do we ever?
No. And has anything happened in the crime world? Oh, George Pell carked it.
Yeah. I was going to say, there's been a fair bit. And I always want to write them down, but my brain just goes, it's gone.
Gone.
So then I forget everything. Mm. Yes, but I saw the George Pell thing.
So that's good.
Yeah.
One less evil in the world.
Oh, there is... I mean, it is kind of true crime, I guess, but the Iranian government just keeps executing people and there's more people that are about to be executed. It's hard to tell because, like, I'm not good at figuring out when these videos were released, but I like them and hashtag them anyway because it is important.
It is important.
Because some of these people are being released because they are getting, like, recognized in the world, so their government's like, well, we can't kill them now. So, I mean, if anyone does see something like that, make sure to do hashtag the names that are there. So there's that. That fits into true crime, I think.
World gone crazy. But what about Putin? Thing's crazy.
He's crazy. I feel so bad for all the Ukrainians.
I do too. I feel sorry for the Russians too.
And I was going to say the Russian people, like just the general Russian people, like I feel bad for them because all the sanctions and that everyone's imposing are not going to just affect Putin, but the Russian people.
I know, it's crazy.
And, I mean, they kind of just have to do what they're told and just live with it because
they do have to do as
he's crazy.
Yep. It's just horrific. So I hope you're living in a nice part of the world where you don't have to deal with that garbage.
I mean, nicer.
Probably not.
Anyway, terrible,
garbage.
Right?
Yeah, garbage right now. Everywhere.
I was going to say, there's something happening everywhere.
Yeah. But keep smiling. Look at positives.
I was going to say, hopefully things will get better.
Yeah. Mm. All righty then. We'll probably think of more things anyway and we'll just interrupt each other. Anyway, so I, after Kim's last one, which was just horror as usual,
yeah,
I decided to do another dumb criminal one.
Oh, they're funny. I like them.
Because they make me laugh.
And well, they're good because they're not like just absolutely horrifying like the last one. So.
Yeah, so the only trigger warning I've got today is, you know, maybe have some tissues and get ready to go to the toilet because you're probably going to pee yourself laughing for some of these fools.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Anyways. It never ceases to amaze me how many inept criminals are lurking in our midst. And laugh we shall. They just keep coming.
Mm.
So, dumb criminal number one is not a smart man. He's been arrested after he left his mobile phone charging. This computer moves too fast for me. Left his mobile phone on charge in the house of one of his victims.
Oh, no. That's funny.
This sounds like something smart that I would actually do. And I would leave my glasses and my handbag full of ID.
If you were a criminal.
I might have to actually take you along to pick up after me if I decide to become a burglar.
Me? Mm. I'd be the worst accomplice. I'd be like, oh, look at that. They've got cool rocks.
We'd come out with nothing but a handful of dirt and rocks.
Yeah.
And a few spiders. Oh, daddy, long legs.
No, I don't care about those.
Anyway, the cops would find your dog hair everywhere and I'm sure they'd track you down as you're always covered in it.
Okay. I have a Marimba and she's just fur, so it's not my fault. And, yeah, I wouldn't be a criminal because I would be traced.
Yeah,
I'd just be by found. Her fur.
I'd be found. All right. So this foolish chap was disturbed while he was going through some of the rooms in the house in a Washington, D.C. house when he jumped out of a window to escape. The local police searched the house for clues and they were happily surprised to find a cell phone hanging off a charger cable in the wall. No one at the residence knew who it belonged to. So the ever so clever officers called one of the numbers in his contacts. The officers told the person on the other end of the phone that the owner had been in an accident and asked for his name. Love it. Absolutely love it. And lo and behold, they gave it to them. This led to a 25-year-old man being arrested and later charged with 10 burglaries.
Oh, whoa.
So things were going pretty good up
till that one where he left his phone.
Yep. Psycho. Imagine that moment when you're jumping out the window and you realise that you've left your cell phone behind.
Yeah, no.
How stupid. I can imagine him clawing at the wall trying to get back up into the window to get his stuff. Too funny. All right. Twit number two is a very silly 33-year-old chap or crazy criminal who was caught after he fell down a chimney while escaping.
Oh.
Heaps of people do that. What are you doing?
Okay, I don't know. I've never – see, I don't know what normal – are there chimneys that you can fit up? Because we've never had one of those that you could fit up.
The new house will have a chimney you can fit up.
Oh, yours. Oh, no. It looks like an elevator, though.
But you're not going to be able to get down the flue.
No, because they're like thin as. It's just all the rest of it's around
I think it's
it.
The brick ones. You know how they brick them and they're quiet?
No.
Oh, well, okay.
I don't.
That's probably what it is. Santa's got to be able to get down somewhere.
Right.
Right. He clambered over the roof of the house that he'd just broken into and he was arrested after being pulled out by the surprised house owners who heard his loud calls for help. How embarrassing.
That was funny.
Apparently the man had tried to flee out of a roof window with his bag of cash and jewellery, but he fell in the dark and got stuck inside the chimney. Lucky that they didn't start the fire log. Yeah. There's another one. Another bungled chimney burglar. This burglar got stuck in the chimney while trying to break into a Los Angeles home. And he's been jailed for 2 years, so obviously he got caught.
Obviously.
The crazy robber was ordered to pay the owners of the house $10,000 American.
I don't know how much that is.
It's probably like $20,000 Australian.
Decent amount, though.
Because the damage that got done when the firefighters had to free him.
Oh, no.
What a scene. These people.
Oh, he lost money on that job, mate.
This silly little twit had to change his bank robbing plans because you know why? You know what happened?
What?
He forgot to take a bag to put the stolen money into.
That's always the way.
Sounds like
go to rob a bank or somewhere.
Like
and
dead
you
set.
Forget.
Even though I'd remember the bag.
Well, Mum, no, you wouldn't. Like, think about when you go to Aldi. You ever got your bags?
Yeah.
No one ever brings their bags.
So I'd have to steal the bags.
So then you got to get another bag and then, yeah, steal. So
yeah, that's true.
It's just not going to work.
The young man in his 20s entered a local bank branch early on Monday morning and passed the cashier a piece of cardboard on which was written, "Give me your money." He told the bank teller to hurry up, but when she asked him if he had a bag to put the money into, he became flustered and confused and ran off without any cash.
That's so funny.
Beautiful. How sad.
Didn't even come prepared.
No. Like, if you're breaking into someone's home, yeah, you might forget the bag. But a bank hoist?
Yeah.
Hoist? A bank hoist?
Yeah, no, I'd be more prepared for a bank.
Yeah, I'd take one of them big camping bags.
I think he should have started smaller.
I think he should have Googled it, how to rob a bank for dummies.
That's funny.
All right. More stories of inept lawbreakers. The bungled getaway. The two criminal masterminds planned their heist carefully. They knew the courier would have a suitcase full of cash.
Wish I had a suitcase full of cash.
Wouldn't it be nice? They waited for his car to pass, then pursued him at high speed, shooting at the vehicle until a courier was forced to pull over. I don't like these criminals that go around shooting at people.
Do we know where this is?
I'm thinking America. It's got to tell me here somewhere, maybe. The happy armed robbers made off with what they thought was a suitcase full of cash.
Oh, no, what was it?
And boy, were they in for a surprise.
What was it?
Back at their secret hideout, the bandits prepared to break into the case. That's when they noticed their plan had gone horribly wrong. Instead of taking the money, they realised that they'd made off with...
What?
The first aid kit.
Oh, well, he can never have too much first aid stuff.
How embarrassing.
Oh, my God. I've got a first aid kit for Christmas.
In your car, so if someone breaks in and thinks they're stealing your money.
No, it says first aid on it.
Well, this one probably did too. A police spokesman said if there was an award for the dumbest crooks, they would certainly be in the running.
Yeah, they'd be up there, that's for sure.
This one is just too stupid to be true. Apparently, two robbers in Michigan, USA, entered a record shop, nervously waving revolvers. The first one shouted, "Nobody move." What do you reckon's going to happen?
Did everyone move?
When his partner moved.
Oh, no!
Yeah. The startled first bandit shot him.
Oh, my God!
He was warned. I think they need to work on their communication.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
Okay.
That's what you get. You break the rules.
Sure.
Yep. All right. We've got a car thief that's out of fuel and out of time.
Mm-hmm.
A not-so-clever car thief who ran out of petrol in rush hour traffic was arrested after police helped him push the stolen vehicle to the side of the road.
Perfect.
Apparently helpful officers in Moscow were about to leave the scene and let the man wait for the breakdown services, but luckily they noticed the red 15-year-old Volkswagen's lock was broken with a screwdriver and it was sticking out of the ignition.
Yeah.
Dead giveaway, really.
A bit. Looks a bit sus.
Yeah. After checking the number plate, they discovered the vehicle had been stolen and that the man was wanted on a string of other motoring thefts.
Oh, there you go.
He admitted to stealing the car and the stupid criminal is now facing up to 2 years in prison. Some clever ones. Right. This one's a funny magistrate's court story. This hilarious story will make you laugh at the stupidity of some crooks. A man arrived at the magistrate's court as he was charged with impersonating a policeman. On arrival, he was wearing a blue baseball cap with the word police on it, a fluorescent yellow jacket with police on it.
Okay.
He was carrying a truncheon, a can of capsicum spray, and he had blue flashing lights on his car.
What?
You'll no doubt wish to know how he came to be arrested. It apparently happened like this. He flagged down a car with two men in it, pulled them over and said, "Police, you need." They answered, "No, mate, you're not police, we are." Funnily, he'd stopped two off-duty detectives in an unmarked police car.
I think I saw
and
that.
And so ended up in court.
Yeah, it's kind of illegal to impersonate a police officer.
You couldn't invent a story like it.
That's so funny.
Do you know what it reminds me of, though?
What?
You know those boys down the local club, pub?
Pub, yeah.
And they get their little banners out. Those, what are they, like, lasers?
Know, the wavy stick things.
Yeah, little laser sticks.
Pulling people over.
And they pull people over and people stop.
I was going to say some people actually stop.
It's hilarious.
Some people just were like, nah, bye.
Yeah.
Beat their horn. But some people stopped.
Oh, dear. Yeah. Another funny bungling burglar tale from Mexico. Robbers broke into a phone store in Mexico recently with the aim of stealing some mobile phones. Fair enough.
It's usually what you steal, I guess, when you break into one of those shops.
Yep. In their haste to get away, they grabbed the first phones that came to hand. They were holo replicas, normally used for display purposes. Employees explained to Will and Guy that the bungling burglars overlooked real cell phones and cash in another part of the shop.
Good job.
Yep. Some people should just get a real job, hey?
Yeah. I mean, everyone probably should, but.
Yeah, well.
I mean, you know.
Anyways, this heading says it all. This has to be my favourite. Stupid man drops swag, locks keys in getaway car.
Swag is in like loot or like a swag?
I'd say it's his swag of loot.
Okay.
Locks keys in getaway car, shoots himself.
What?
Surely one of the dumbest criminals.
Shoots himself?
I know, right?
Purposely or accidentally?
Accidentally.
Even better.
A man who'd spent 20 years in prison for bank robbery back in 1963, should have learned his lesson,
He'd
try again in 2003. In Spotsylvania County, Virginia, USA, he demanded and received several thousand dollars from two surprised bank cashiers. And as he fled, he spilled $100 notes in his wake as he attempted to stuff the cash into his pockets and get away. So he's obviously forgotten his bag.
Rookie.
When he reached his hired getaway car, crazy.
What?
The stupid criminal realized that he'd locked his keys inside the car.
Smart.
This bungling burglar promptly took to his heels and fled the scene on foot, followed by two passers-by who grabbed him. The fleeing felon attempted to pull out his gun but failed and shot himself in the leg.
Oh, my God.
But kept fighting.
As you do.
His would-be arresters, one of whom shot the suspect. So he's got a couple of bullets in him now.
Okay. I imagine that would hurt.
I reckon it would, eh?
Like, I'd just give up at that point. Like, yeah, don't keep fighting it.
No.
Like, you're not going to win. You already shot twice.
Yep. Crazy. Yeah,
just let him arrest you.
The local police have charged the robber with eight felonies, including robbery and two counts of attempted murder. The suspect was attended to in hospital and recovered. Absolute classic. So he's going back to jail for a big one this time.
Yeah. Although, I'm not surprised. Most of the people in prison, they don't really get rehabilitated or
no, they don't spend
become
enough time.
Institutionalized and
yeah. They don't spend enough time with them trying to
actually fix them.
No.
So they can re-enter society. Yeah.
All right. Albert Bailey, a 27-year-old and a juvenile friend, attempted a bank robbery in March 2010. These guys are so clever. I like their style. They are so prepared.
Mm-hmm.
They called the bank ahead, demanding $100,000 to be made up in large bills.
Okay.
They're organized.
So don't just get the money, but don't tell anyone we're telling you this.
Yeah.
Okay, I see.
Okay. During the call, the teller was handed a note from his accomplice. The bank initiated a lockdown and the stupid criminals were arrested immediately.
Yeah, I can see that.
Two would-be robbers phoned in before pulling off a heist at the People's Bank in Fairfield, Connecticut. The robber called in advance to the branch and demanded the money be ready. He also mentioned there'd be a bloodbath if his demands were not met.
God.
I think he meant his own bloodbath.
Bit dramatic.
The employee who received the call hung up immediately and called 911.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I would have done.
Mm. The bank went under lockdown and one of the caller's accomplices was already inside the bank. The accomplice handed over a note to the teller while the employee was on the call with the police. The police arrested both of them without much of an incident.
Yeah.
One was a juvenile and the other was a 27-year-old. Both were charged with first-degree robbery and threatening bodily harm. The police officers reported that they had a good laugh on the calling ahead aspect of the robbery.
I mean, just dumbing yourselves in before you do it. Really?
Crazy. Maybe they just wanted to get caught.
No, I think they're just stupid.
Just dumb. All right. So these two men, these are another two men. Two men were caught while napping after a crime spree of robbing $200,000. Now, if I pulled off $200,000, I'm stashing that cash before I have my little nana nap.
Yeah. Yeah.
Crazy. The suspects, aged 29 and 33, were found passed out behind the wheel in two different locations with stolen vehicles and goods.
Okay.
They must have, like, gone on a bender or something.
Well, they must have just been tired, I guess, after all the...
All their planning, it paid off.
Yeah.
And many celebrations. Both of them were from Grand Prairie, Alberta, Canada, and they worked together breaking into several businesses from Grand Prairie to Dawson's Creek. A Dawson Creek spokesperson said to the media that they were not the world's brightest criminals. Well, that goes without saying. After they were found passed out behind the wheels of the vehicle with the stolen goods, the stupid criminals allegedly stole a pickup truck valued at around $60,000. They then started stealing money from laundromat machines.
Do they Dawson have Creek, money in them, do they?
Well, you know when we put money. Oh, no, we use credit cards.
We have cards.
Oh,
yeah, I don't know.
That'd be a bad one, wouldn't it? You go there to steal all the money. And...
it's just a card reader.
Remind me not to do that then. Dawson Creek RCMP was alerted that the thieves were headed in their direction. So they're onto them already. The police suspect that they broke into almost 15 vehicles, smashed windows, and grabbed whatever they could. After both of them were found, the stolen $200,000 worth of property was also recovered. There were over 160 items.
That's a lot. No wonder they were tired.
Oh, well, I guess so. I'm being a bit harsh on them, aren't I?
I'd be dead.
The police reported that the entire vehicle was full of stolen goods, leaving space only for the driver.
Oh, my God.
This one's funny. This one's just redonkulous. Inexperienced. That's what this one is. Inexperienced.
Oh, okay.
A robber accidentally handed over a gun instead of a bag to the teller during the robbery.
How?
He gets himself in trouble.
How do you mix those up?
He must have been, like, so panicked. He's, like, he's practiced it in his head. Give me the bag. Give me my money. But, idiot, he used the wrong hand.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Yes. The thief was raiding the Halifax Bank, like a bank, in Cheapside City of London.
Mm-hmm.
In January 2012, Halifax Bank was raided by a thief who demanded 70,000 euros in cash from a bank worker. Wonder why anyone
That's
for that
lot.
Much.
70,000?
Mm. You know, you want more than that if you're going to rob a bank.
I guess. Maybe you thought you'd start off with a low number.
Yeah, I guess so. After making these demands, the stupid criminal, who was wearing a flat cap and shades, handed over his gun instead of a bag to the teller. The bank employee froze when the gun was offered to him.
Like, do I take it? Like, what do I do?
What do I do with that?
Is he, like, actually handing me his gun?
He grabbed it and made a run to ensure the security shutters would come down and trap the thief. The alarm was raised immediately. Thief escaped in one of the bank employee's vehicles. The bank put up a reward of €25,000 for more information on the robbery. The guess is that he panicked and he was inexperienced to make such a mistake.
Yeah.
Or just stupid, really. Could just be.
That's pretty amazing. Imagine being that teller, like, what do I do? Do I just grab it?
I know, right? Like,
damn.
Crazy. All right, this one's a Boston robber named Zachary Tentoni. He was caught after accidentally leaving a birth certificate and a note from his mummy at the crime scene.
Who carries around their birth certificate and a note from their mum?
He's a good boy. He's got his little note from mummy and his birth certificate.
Who is carrying their birth certificate just around with them?
Sometimes.
To robberies, mum.
Not to robberies, no.
Like, that's something you've got in, like, a folder or a manila envelope or something.
Maybe he thought he was going for a job. He was charged for snatching a woman's wallet and booked for unarmed robbery. The alleged robbery victim said she was walking through the schoolyard, so he's probably a school kid, in the Field Corner train station in Dorchester when the robber approached her from behind. Her bag contained her ID and $40 in cash. In the process of grabbing her bag, the stupid criminal dropped two bags himself that had clothes and a pair of sneakers.
Well, there you go.
On the top of one of the bags was a letter that Tentoni's mother had written to him and his birth certificate. Police were able to find the man. I want to know what the letter said.
So do I.
My precious little boy. Police were able to find the man matching the description within hours, and he was found just a block away. Upon finding him, he lied to the police that his name was John Foisy and kept confirming.
Who comes up with that name?
Don't know. That's not my name. My name's John Foisy. Foisy. And kept confirming the certificate wasn't his. He was fined $10,000 in cash and bail was set at $500. Righto, this robber is just naughty because of Robin, but then he gets even naughtier.
Oh.
This guy is a deaf robber and he can't hear the alarm.
Oh, my God.
I know, right? During the summer of 1995, a guy named Klaus Schmidt attempted to rob a bank in Berlin. He stormed in, waving his weapon around, and demanded that a bag be filled with cash. A bank teller, naturally alarmed, asked the masked guy whether he wanted a bag for the cash. You know, like at the cash register, they go, do you want a bag with that?
Yeah.
He was attempting to empty out the tools, to which he replied, you're darn right, it's a real gun. The bank personnel instantly understood that the offender in front of them was deaf. The alarm went off and the staff pretended it wasn't very loud in order not to alert the armed man.
That's funny.
He was even...
Just procrastinate till the police get there.
Hilarious. He was even ignorant when police stormed the bank and immediately apprehended him. What was his reaction? What do you reckon he does?
I don't know.
Schmidt filed a lawsuit against the bank for taking advantage of his hearing disability.
Oh, mate, there's some places I feel that would apply, but not in that situation.
Crazy. This one, I love this one. I love the cops when they're smart. Mm. When the smops to smops. I love it when the smops do smart stuff.
You okay. Good, Mum? Did you just malfunction?
Just a little bit. Okay. Derbyshire police launched an innovative sting strategy in two... Strategy? Strategy.
Yeah, you're definitely malfunctioning.
Strategy.
I was going to say you do mean strategy.
That's the one. In 2011... They lured offenders out into the open by offering them free beer. A number of wanted offenders were notified that each won a crate of beer.
Oh.
All they had to do was call the promotional business to be the happy owner of some icy cold suds. 19 males answered from a long list of candidates. Imagine their surprise when instead of receiving free beer, these lads were jailed. But I wonder, do you reckon they got their beer?
Probably not.
Aww.
That's funny, though.
I know. I love that. That's so smart. I've heard a few different ones like that. Someone handing out laptops and stuff like that to catch them. Right. This one's not very smart either. None of them are. Chicago, like many other big American cities, has its fair share of criminals, some of whom begin their careers on the wrong side of the law at an early age. In 2008, Ruben Zarate intended to steal a muffler store. So I think that means rob. He intended to rob a muffler store.
Okay.
He stormed the front door, brandishing a rifle, and demanded that the employees empty the safe. The issue was that Zarate had just missed the shop's manager, who was the only one who knew the code to the safe.
Helpful.
Zarate, never one to give up, decided to try again later. Maybe he planned other robberies to do that day, or maybe he merely kept his other gun at the shop. But Zarate left his contact information so the workers could call him when the manager came back in.
Oh, perfect.
The employees did ultimately contact Zarate, but not before notifying the authorities. The cops were waiting for him when he returned for the cash.
That is so funny.
Oh, this one's cool too. I like this one. Assuming you're a proficient enough thief to leave no identifying information at the scene, you'll still have to flee. The ideal escape vehicle has a solid combination of speed and agility, something with endurance, range, and most importantly, does not stand out. It should be highlighted here that a little forethought may go a long way. Okay. Then we have a group of Colombian robbers. They began their criminal spree by kidnapping Xavi, a 10-year-old donkey.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Because donkeys can carry stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Before the
They're not very, you know, conspicuous, though.
No. Before the group looted a convenience shop, Xavi had been held captive for about 12 hours.
Oh, poor Xavi.
They piled their food and booze, plundered on Xavi, who refused to comply. Good donkey. Oops, donkeys can be stubborn.
I was going to say, unless you know them or even when you do, that like animals are just stubborn.
They are. Maybe he was frightened of being labelled as an accessory after the event. In fact, Xavi decided to perform his civic duty and started causing such a commotion that a neighbouring police officer on patrol decided to look into it.
Okay, this one's my fave.
The clumsy robbers were apprehended and Xavi was returned to his owner. You can just imagine it. Oh, this one's cute. This one's you.
Me?
Yep. Leaving one car unattended invites danger. This was the situation in Omaha, Nebraska, when Melissa Peters was on her way to pick up her kid from school, when she came across a slim youngster with a pistol aimed at her. She and her son ran to safety while the carjacker attempted to steal her car. Unfortunately for the irresponsible carjacker, he couldn't drive a geared car, and the car had a manual gearbox.
I can drive them. I just hate them.
I know. So this guy was going.
I don't know why anyone wants to. They're horrible.
They're not horrible.
Okay, I'll give you. They're okay when you're driving on our roads, like country roads. As soon as you hit the town, my God, I wish I could burn them.
Fair enough.
That's a bit extreme, but that's how I feel.
He managed to get the windshield wipers to operate after turning on the lights and blaring the horn. He escaped on foot and was quickly arrested a few streets away. The good news is that the gun he used to rob Mrs. Peters was a hoax, and therefore he'll not face any weapons charges. But I thought if you used even a fake gun, you got charged.
I don't know.
Because the trauma's still the same, isn't it?
I was going to say, I feel like even if it wasn't, the intent to scare them to think it was real
and the
is
trauma.
There.
Yep.
So.
He should go down big time. Right. Oh, I like this one. This one's pretty cool too. Okay. People are concerned about thieves coming into their houses while they're asleep. But the fact is that majority of burglars will attack while you're not there. But instead, Darren Kimpton of Abington, Northampton, threw caution to the wind and burgled and occupied even packed residence. Kimpton had the misfortune of breaking into a residence that had previously been broken into earlier that night. When Kimpton entered the residence, there was already a team of police officers conducting an investigation.
Good choice, mate.
Oh, do your research. Like,
that's funny.
He attempted to run from the cops, but they apprehended him.
Yeah.
As if that wasn't bad luck enough for one day, Kimpton had also attempted to break into another property in the area, but had been unsuccessful. He did, however, manage to cut himself on a piece of glass and deposit a bloody puddle of DNA all over the smash window.
As you do.
It was rather straightforward case.
Mm.
Yep. So he went down for both of them. Oh, this one's just ridiculous. Masking your identity is a recurring subject when it comes to escaping police authorities. What would you wear?
Very, like, just not noticeable stuff.
I think I'd have on heels and a wig or something, like a long black wig.
Long black wig. I couldn't do that. It's like my hair.
But I'd put, like, I'd be taller. I can't be skinnier, so I'd have to be even fatter. Maybe I'd be like a really old lady, like an 80-year-old or something.
Yeah. Just hunch it over and, yeah.
Yeah, I'd do something like that. That's me. All right. Whether you achieve this by wearing a mask or just not leaving
I'd wear loads of colours. Because I always wear black.
Yeah, yeah.
So I can't wear black.
Whether you achieve this by wearing a mask or just not leaving your birth certificate at home, the impact is the same. Dennis Hawkins did everything he could to conceal his identity. He wanted to rob a bank in Pittsburgh, and either he didn't plan his disguise very well or he overthought it. I think he's just an idiot.
Mm.
Hawkins disguised himself using a woman's blonde wig. Well, that's smart.
Okay.
A set of false breasts.
Okay. I wonder if you could pull it off.
And clown trousers.
Okay. I don't know what they are. I'm picturing actual clown trousers.
Braces. Oh, dear. While all of this does alter how outsiders perceived him, it fails to conceal his face. While it appeared that his overarching objective was to trick bank employees and surveillance cameras into thinking he was a woman, shaving his beard would have been a wiser first step.
Well, some women have beards.
I think he's got a full-on one. The disguise was likewise not very clever. Hawkins was quickly identified after his description was shared with police officials, and he was subsequently reported by a gas station worker who saw him attempting to steal a car. Hawkins would have been simple to spot in a crowd, fake breasts or not. One of the bank's dye packets hidden in the cash he took dyed him red from head to toe.
Love it.
Would love to see
that. Then you would
that.
Have definitely stood out.
Yeah, what a real clown. Okay. All right, Kim, which one's your favourite?
The donkey one.
Donkey?
But I like donkeys.
What about you guys? Write into us and let us know which one's your favourite. We have got a new email address, so ignore our usual, what we usually have.
So we'll have to update that.
Yeah, we will update it. It's just hard at the moment. Solved, unsolved, or spooky at gmail.com. We will put that in the show notes. We would love to hear from you, and we guarantee that we will respond to anybody who asks us any questions or tells us who their favourite is. If you've got any stories you want us to read out or to say, let us know. And thanks for listening, and remember to share our details with your family and friends so that we can entertain them with our solved, unsolved, spooky and dumb criminals. We're working on a new intro and a few other things, so bear with us. Time is so limited, as most of you will know.
Yeah, I swear time just is insane.
Time is insane. Now,
like last year, that was like gone in a blink of an eye. And it's literally like we're getting halfway through this month already, nearly the end of it.
That's because you're getting really old. And the older you get, yeah, it
goes. I'm really old. I'm not even 30 yet.
Not even 30 yet.
Yeah, I'm only 29 this year.
I went to the chemist today to get some drugs to help me sleep. And they're called Melatonin 55.
Yeah.
And I'm like nearly 54, before 54 this year, and they would not sell them to me.
Too young, Mum.
I'm just too young. Way too young.
Yep.
And yet someone at another chemist handed them over to my 26-year-old. She must just look so much older than me.
Well, yeah.
Well, have you got anything to say?
Not really. I don't
know. Nothing happening?
Just the dogs are noisy. That's about it. So sorry for that. I think that was mostly Hunter.
Got any idea what you're going to do next week?
Nope.
Well, you better get your act together.
Yeah.
And I don't know what I'm doing either, so I better get mine.
Stop touching the microphone.
Oh, sorry. There was a hair on it and I was trying to get it.
Okay. We'll see everyone next week, I guess.
We certainly will. Kim will no doubt have something riveting that comes with.
Yeah, I don't know how to do light and fluffy. I can't do these.
Dark and dangerous.
So mine's probably going to be bad with trigger warnings.
I do have a story.
That just scared me.
So guess what? Guess what I got for Christmas off one of my daughters?
Oh, my God.
So I didn't get it at Christmas because it took a long time to come. It came from London and it was in a box and it was beautiful. It is a haunted doll. She's as possessed. You do. She's possessed and apparently she's going to mess with all my electronic gear.
And I've said that I will smash her if she touches my stuff.
So, of course, she doesn't like Kimberly anymore and Kimberly's on the dark side.
Yeah.
I made really good friends with her. I've made her a nice comfy bed in a box and I've started drawing her.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yes, and I'm going to make her my next child. She's going to be my new baby and she's going to be my best friend. And, yes, she's not going to be horrible to me, but Kimberly, you poor
she
thing.
She better not be.
Do you reckon that's why I haven't slept the last two nights at all? She's like,
is that when you got her?
Yeah.
Yep.
I've had 5 hours sleep in two nights.
Well, there you go, Mum.
You might have to go live outside with the dogs.
I thought she was going to be your best friend.
She. I'll see how she goes.
Okay.
We'll see. Her name's Harper, and she's beautiful. And if I ever finish the picture, which is what I was drawing because I couldn't sleep.
You could take a picture of her.
I could do that and we'll put it in the show notes.
But she'll probably crack your phone then.
She might crack my phone. All righty. Well, that's all I've got.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, True Crimers.
See everyone next week.
Take care. Be safe.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed the podcast. You can follow us at Facebook at Solved, Unsolved or Spooky, on Twitter at hashtag or Solved, Instagram at Solved, Unsolved or Spooky. You can email us at podcast@solvedunsolvedorspooky.com. And if you want to support the show, go to PodFan and find Solved, Unsolved or Spooky and pick one of the tiers. Thank you. Please subscribe and leave a review on iTunes.